The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this morning. How about yourself?
I am wonderful, thank you. I look for you on at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I kept looking as the cameras spanned around the room, but I never could quite. Were you not there?
You know, I had other stuff to do.
You're busy.
As did you, I see.
I missed it as well. It was interesting as Biden is trying to take a stab or two at the Republicans and one example, Ron DeSantis specifically. And it's pretty tough when you can't even read your joke from the teleprompter.
Well, you know, he's had a little bit of that problem pretty much ever since he came into office. It's not just, what was it, last year when he actually read the prompts on the teleprompter that you were not supposed to read, like, turn to the right and shake hands or something like that. And he actually just read it right off the teleprompter. Just underlines the issues that Democrats have this year when it comes to the presidential race, no doubt about it.
Yep, it certainly does. I mean, you know, that's one of the things about comedy is timing is everything. And if you mispronounce the word or you miss the timing or whatever, it just kind of negates the whole thing. But, hey, they all seem to be happy. I mean, they all were rallying around a president that they're going to try their best to get reelected. Yeah. So I guess it was a good evening for the Democrats.
Well, you know, I mean, they're all basically in the same bind, if you will. You've got an incumbent president who they believe is their only shot of actually hanging on to the White House, that most Democrats around the country actually didn't want to run for a second term. Most Americans definitely didn't want him to run for a second term. And most Americans have questions about the man's facilities and abilities, if you will, to be kind about it, not to mention the policies. You know, they're in a strait. I mean, if they go that way, they're going to have problems. If they try to, you know, if he does step aside, then they're going to have problems. You know, who's it going to be? The only thing they can do is get together and have a good time in the meantime.
Yep. tell a few jokes.
That's right.
Laugh so that you don't cry, I guess. So
that's right. That's right.
What did you think about Governor Nikki Haley sort of saying what a lot of people are thinking but haven't said when she brought up, age is a big issue with Biden, but when she basically just said, hey, look, is he even going to live long enough to serve another term?
Well, you know, and I mean, that's one of those questions that I think has influenced a lot of those poll numbers that I referenced just a minute ago. I mean, if he were actually to be reelected and serve out his entire term, I think he would be 86 or 87 years old on the way out the door, something close to that. Mm-hmm. Insurance companies have these things called actuary tables. I think you're probably familiar with those.
I am.
They bet money, if you will, on whether or not you're going to live beyond a certain date, and they adjust their premium accordingly. Not to mention people who have that kind of a stressful job, a high-pressure job, not to mention the other challenges that he already has. I mean, you know, but who knows? I would say this sort of like saying the quiet part out loud. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking that, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the crazy part about the idea of him even running again, of course, is who is second in command. She is, mm-hmm. if anyone is less popular than Joe Biden, is Kamala Harris. Yeah. And so why would you, as a party, want to elect someone with the idea that he may not be able to serve the full mm-hmm. term, and you're going to get someone that you like even less than he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, that's the problem they're in. So, you know, if he does step aside and not run again, well, then, of course, you know, Kamala Harris wants to run. And she, as you point out, is less popular than he is. But if they put her aside in favor of someone like, say, Gavin Newsom from California, you know, imagine trying to sell California to the nation right now. But let's just say they did that. So you would be putting aside, you know, a black female in favor of a white male. Well, you know, what's that like in today's Democrat Party? You know, they would have meltdown in their base. So it's almost like either way they go, they're going to have huge problems in rallying their party or rallying the American people one way or another. And, you know, but at the end of the day, elections are about 50% plus one. Presidential elections are about getting 270 electoral votes. You've got 50 different state elections out there. And you and I could probably bet our house right now on how, say, 40 to 42 states are going to go when it comes to the presidential race next year.
Right.
And it's going to be, you know, about seven or eight states that are going to determine the course of this, the election and the country's future in a lot of ways. Places like Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, to a degree, maybe Virginia, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, maybe. Places like that. That's where this election is going to be played out, and that's where the decision that they make about sticking with Biden or not is going to tell on them.
Sure. On our guest line, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. So the Democrats gathered here in South Carolina over the weekend, had their state convention, elected new party officers. Our GOP convention is coming up May the 20th, right? May the 20th. So have all the counties now had their conventions now? The counties done? Yes.
Yes, as of this past Saturday. So Aiken County was the last one this past Saturday.
Okay, so now we're moving on to May 20th, and that will be in Columbia, right?
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. A great convention with a lot of activists from all across the state, of course. And, yeah, well, we're in a situation now where we've got the biggest, most organized party we've had in the history of the South Carolina Republican Party here in South Carolina. And it's a big part of the reason why. In the last two election cycles, we've won more races than we have in the last 150 years in this state.
Yeah.
We've got an organized party. We're smart with our resources and our planning, our targeting in terms of races, our candidates, and the way we get out our message. And it works at the polls. And it's the reason why we beat the Democrats by 27 points on straight ticket voting this past year. So we're definitely looking forward to it.
Yep. Coming up May the 20th, and of course, as you and I have talked many times in the past, this is where we will elect our delegates to descend to the RNC next summer. So it'll be it's a very important time for sure. Drew McKissick, it's always a pleasure. Have a great week, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. You have a great one. Thank you, sir.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.